Today's daf is daf kuf beis. So we got to the last line, the last two words of kuf alf amud beis. The Gemara says, Amar Rava, we were talking a lot about chalitza and in particular ger. So the Gemara says, Amar Rava, top line of kuf beis, ger dan es chavero davar Torah. A ger could be done. It's another ger that would be allowed based on the Torah. Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk, it says, Som tasim alecha melech, asher yivcha Hashem elokecha bo, mikar vachecha tasim alecha melech. You have to choose a king from one who's born Jewish. So that's Alecha who debinan mikar vachecha. When it comes to a Bnei Yisrael, you need someone else to judge, a Melch Yisrael to judge another Yisrael, as opposed to a Ger. Val Ger, done as Chaver Ger. As long as they're the same level, they're both Gerim, one Ger could be done another Ger. If the Ger's mother is Jewish, even though the father's not, then Danafil Yisrael. Then that individual is considered a full-fledged Jew if his mother's Jewish and could judge even Afil Yisrael. However, in chalitza, when it comes to chalitza, it's not enough that the mother be Jewish. Both parents must be Jewish. And Rashi explains here, be Yisrael, in five, six narrow lines down, be Yisrael, mashmashay Yisrael mikol tzadin, that from all ends, of all angles, both parents must be Yisrael, especially unique din when it comes to being done in a bezdin for chalitza. So Gemara then says, Amar Rabba, Amar Rav Kana, Amar Rav, Im Yovo Elio V'yomer Choltin B'Minal Shomim Lo. If Elio comes and tells us that one's allowed to use a Minal to do Chalitza, we trust him. But Ein Choltin B'Sandal Ein Shomim Lo. If he says one should not use a sandal, that's incorrect, then we would not listen to Elio Navi. Why? Because Shekvar Nog Ha'am B'Sandal, we already have such a practice. The Minog is to use a sandal, so Elio can override that. There's a very important Yushami that appears here. It appears one other place in the Yushami also. But here it's the acre point that the Yushami says that we see that a minog is mevatel the halacha. Meaning even though Eliyahu Navi might say the halacha is this way, the minog is greater, stronger, and overrides the halacha because lo b'shemaymi. So these are one of the Gemara's point that's a very important to understand minhagim, that the Mishom say has to be a minog that wasn't created, has to be a minog that was long-standing, that has a big mesorah to it. But once there's such a mesorah to a minog, the minog is able to override halacha even if it comes from Eliyahu Navi. The other angle from here is not how strong a minog is, but also that which comes from Eliyahu Navi we don't trust because he's a Navi, and we say, Loba Shmaimi, a Navi doesn't paskin din. So the Achronim explained that Eliyahu comes in two different forms. There's a Chassam Zover that says sometimes Eliyahu Navi comes in the form of a Malach, and sometimes he comes in the form as an Adam. When he comes in the form of a Malach, that means it's some form of Nevuah, which case we would not rely on what Eliyahu Navi says, but if he comes in the form as a person, so then it'd be like any other Chacham, and we would weigh into account what he would suggest. Either way, what comes out is that Shekvar Nog Ha'am, the Bittel of the Minog, is greater, the Minog is Mevatel, the Halacha. So Gemara then says, that's all the explanation of Rav. Comes along now Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef Amar, Rav Kahana Amar Rav, and that was rather Rav's understanding of Rav. And Rav Yosef says, in the name of Rav, Im Yavol Yav Yomer, Ein Choltzim B'Minal Shomim Lo. If we hear that he says we don't do Chalitza with a Minal, we'd actually would trust him, we'd rely on him on that, because he already saw in the mission that a Minal is very much B'di'evit. So if he says it's not good at all, we would actually trust him. That's not called overriding a Minog. But if he says Ein Choltzim B'Sandal, if he says you can't use a Sandal, that much certainly Ein Shomim Lo, Shekvar Nog Ha'am B'Sandal. The Minog we already have is to use a Sandal, so he wouldn't trust him. So everybody agrees that Sandal is the best, and then the Minog can't, rather the Eliyahu can't override him. The question is, if he said don't use a Minal, that was the Machlokas between Rabba's understanding versus Rav Yosef's understanding. So my Ika Benayo, what's the difference between the two? My Benayo, Ika Benayo, Minal Lichachila. Whether or not Minal Lichachila would be acceptable or not. So according to the first man, the Amar, Lichachila, Minal is Lichachila, we should use it. And therefore, we wouldn't trust Eliyahu Navi to say not to use it. But according to the second opinion of Yosef, it sounds like Minal is only Bidyeva that we accept it. And Eliyahu would just say not to use it at all. We actually would agree and say not to use it because the whole use of Minal in the first place is only Bidyeva, not Lichachila. So the Gemara says, is that really true that Lichachila one could use a Minal? Well, man damar fri Lichachila, that a Minal is acceptable for Chalitza. Hatan, our Mishnah said, we saw yesterday, Chalitza b'minal Chalitza Sakshera. It sounds like if one had used it, b'diyev, it's acceptable. But our Mishnah clearly indicates Lichachila lo, one should not Lichachila use a Minal, one should use a Sandal. So the Gemara's response is, no. Who adin dafri Lichachila? The Iman Damer that holds Lichachila, one can use a Minal just as well as he could use a Sandal. Our Mishnah also means Lichachila could use a Minal. Asa, how come it's formulated as only b'diyev is acceptable? So the Gemara explains it's based on the consistency of the Mishnah. Because I did the bar lemisay sefer. Because since we wanted to teach in the sefer of the Mishnah, ban pilya, when it comes to using a sack, chalitzasa psula, that certainly does not work, even b'dieved, that feel of the eved doesn't work, tananami resha dieved, but ein hachanami, even the chachila, according to this man, damar, one may use a minal. And the Gemara says the truth is, this machlokas amarim, whether or not minal is acceptable, lechachila or not, is really a machlokas tanaim. Uminal lechachila tanaihi. The Tani, the Brisa says that Amar Rabbi Yosi, pa machas, one time I lachti l'tziva, I went to the city. Matzasi zaki nechad, I said, I found one elderly individual. Amartil, I said to him, klumata baki b'Rabbi Yehuda ben Besera, are you familiar with the psakim of Rabbi Yehuda ben Besera? Amarli says, hein, I am. Val shulchani hu tadir klum, tadir, and he would oftentimes come to my table. Klum raisi shechalitz b'yivama, did you ever witness him perform the mitzvah of chalitza? Or oversee the mitzvah of chalitza? So Amar Lei, Ra'isi, I saw Ra'isi Shechalitz Har Be'pamim. I saw many times use, then he asked, okay, you saw many times, did he use a minal or did he use a sandal, Alba sandal? Amar Lei, V'chi Chalitz Minal? Could you even suggest, is that even a Havamina, that he used a minal? Certainly not. So Amar Tilai said to him, skipping the parentheses, Imkain, Ma'ra, so Ma'ra Remeir Lomar Chalitz B'minal, Chalitza Sakshera. So what did Remeir say, that Chalitza actually works? So we see from this, I'm not sure how to read that transition there. There's something with the parentheses there, but it comes out from that first opinion, that it's only b'dieved if one used chalitza b'minal chalitzas aksheret. It's b'dieved, it's acceptable. Rabbi Yaakov Omer mishmo chalitza b'minal lechachila. He says no. Afil lechachila. The Brisa records Rabbi Yaakov saying that one can lechachila use a minal. So this is a machlokas tonight whether minal is acceptable or not. Gemara then says, "Aman damar lechachila lo." The one who says lechachila, you should not use a minal. My time. What's the reason? Why not? It's leather. Why is it any worse than a sandal? So the Gemara says, "I'll tell you why. Elaim, if it's going to be a mishum to have a pantamal, if you're going to say because the top of the shoe of a leather shoe, as opposed to a sandal, but there's that top of the leather shoe, and then varaktsa, which is the shoelaces, is me'al demal. It's on top of the covering of the shoe." The Torah Amar me'al v'lo me'al dimi'al, because the Torah says me'al ragla, which is only one layer of leather. But if there are two layers of level, like leather, like the min'al, which has the leather itself, which is the shoe, and then the shoelaces, that's a double me'al, that's acceptable. Then nihach, if that's the case, is based in the Gezeres HaKosev, afilu di'eved nami lo, that even b'di'eved, it should be unacceptable. So our machokas is only the chachila. But everybody agrees b'di'eved is acceptable, so it can't be based on the gzeres hakosev of me'al versus me'al de'ma'al. So it's not a pasuk. So why would one disqualify b'di'eved l'chachila using a minal? It must be because of a gzera. What's a gzera? Gzera mishum minal mifurat. What's merufat? Rather, merufat. What's a minal merufat? So if you look at Rashi, right around where we are in the Gemara, it says merufat, says Rashi, mevuka, it's cracked, karua milamas, torn from the top. And the cheven derachach, since it's very soft leather, afa give gav de karua meisav le'akrai. Even though it may have been torn, merufat means a torn leather. Even though it's torn, a person could still sit his foot in the leather, since it's very soft and it can mold around the feet. It would work. And val sandal shu kasha ein yachal yashu araglo mishenifchas v'lekel migzar bide. In other words, if you have a soft leather versus hard leather, if it gets torn, it's not usable anymore. It's you can't shape it. It's too hard. Sandal was hard leather. But as opposed to using minal, which is softer leather, so what happens is, let's say it's torn, so it's no longer considered a shoe. But since it's soft, I could kind of remold it. I could mold it to my foot, and I might think it's a good shoe, but it's not a good shoe because in reality, it's really torn. So because it's using soft leather, they're concerned you might use a torn soft leather, which you could make it impress that it's a good shoe, but it's not a good shoe. So they really asked l'chachila, don't use minal, don't use soft leather, because you might end up using a torn leather. But as opposed to sandal, if it's torn, you can't use it. You can't mold hard leather, so we'll clearly know that a sandal that's torn is not going to be acceptable. So the whole thing is a gzera. Inami, alternatively, the Gemara says, inami mishum chati minal, same idea. If you might use a full minal, you might end up using a half a minal, which also, because it's soft leather, you might take a half a minal and be able to shape it around your foot and make it look like it's a good shoe, but it's not really a good shoe. So they asked using any soft leather, which is another way of saying minal. So Gemara then says, Amar Rav. Rav says, Ilav de chamisa, had I not seen the chavivi, the chalitz besandal, that he used the sandal, the ishlai shinsin, that has some laces on it. Anilo have a chalitza ela besandala de taya, de mag tvei. I only would have used a sandal used by the Arabs or by the shepherds, that is very tight, that doesn't need any shoelaces. But now that I saw that he has these shoelaces, that the laces on top of the sandal, Haidi done. I forgot this bay chumrasa. Even though it has this these laces, Katrin bay a misay. I would tie it a very tight knot. Not kiyecha the tave chalitza samalias. So it should be a very good chalitza. In other words, the din is that the shoe should be very tight, wrapped around the foot. And I thought maybe not to use shoelaces because that would indicate it's not so tight. But once I saw that he used this, that Chavivi used this, so then I used it as well. Now, what I once saw, the chalitza actually does have straps. They have this leather sole on the bottom, and there are a lot of straps that kind of remind me like a Roman shoes. I probably saw in some pictures, Roman shoes, where these straps go around the leg up until the calf, and they tie it. Those are the shoes that at least I saw were used for the chalitza. So the Gemara then says, Simin hataras yivama sandal. So Amar Rav Yehuda Merav, hataras yivama l'shuk, b'shmitas rov ha'akev. The way that the yivama is permitted to the shuk, by her removing half of the shoe, or the shoe, from most of the heel off the yavam, that now releases her to go to marry into the shuk. So Meisiv asks the Gemara, hutru ritzuros minal, the sandal, if she undoes the straps of the minal or the sandal, oh, Shishamat Rov HaRegel, or he removes a half his foot, the focus here is Regel, Chalitasa Psul, it's possible, it doesn't work. She has to remove half the shoe, but not him. Taima Deshamat, who only because he removed it, Hasham Tehi, if she removed it, Chalitasa Ksher, it's acceptable. Now the Gemara makes it further dig, not only if she removes it, but the Gemara also said in the Meisve, in the Brisa, Rov HaRegel in Rov HaAkev Lo. I told you the shoe kind of goes up the leg as well, the calf. So let's say she removed half the shoe from the leg, but not half from the akev. It sounds like that's sufficient, according to Bryce, as long as half it's off the foot, but if it's fully on the akev, that's still good. But initially, Rav said, has to be halfway off the heel. So Gemara says, Rov HaRegel in, Rov HaAkev low, which is low. Hainu Rov HaRegel, Hainu Rov HaAkev. When the Bryce says Rov HaRegel, really refers to half the heel. As long as half the heel is released, that's sufficient. You have to remove the whole or most of the leg from it. So why did it say regel as opposed to akeva? So the Gemara says, "Hainu rov haregel, hainu rov akeva, v'amai kari le rov haregel." Why do you call this most of the leg? The kule chayla, the kara ale the chayis, because the leg is supported by the heel. Everything leans on the heel. So when we say heel, we call it leg, but it really means the heel. Lamai says she has to remove at least most of the heel from the shoe, but of course the way he passing is to take the whole shoe off the foot. So Masai Le Rabbi Yane, this supports Rabbi Yane, Dam Rabbi Yane, Bain Shehitirhu, Vishamtihi. Whether he undoes the laces and she removes it, or Bain Shehitirhi Vishamithu, or she unties it, but he removes the shoe. Chalitasa Psula, they're both puzzle. Achetatirhi Vitashmithi. She must both do the untying of the shoelaces, and she must do the removing of the shoelaces. It's the key that she has to do the Maisa Chalitza entirely. So by Rabbi Yane asks the question. Karasahu ma'u. Let's say she tears it. She doesn't remove it, but she tears it open. She rips open the shoe. Or, something more dangerous, saraftahu ma'u. She burns the shoe off. Is that acceptable? So what's the reason? What's the idea behind chalitza? Do we say, gilim kara ba'ina vahika? We need the totsah, the result. That the leg, or the foot is now exposed, and that's exposed whether she tears it, removes it, or she burns it, that would be good. Odilma chalitza ba'inan vleka. You need a ma'isa chalitza, which is a removing. The ma'isa is key, but tearing it or burning is not called chalitza, therefore it would be unacceptable. The Gemara ends off in a teiku. So, by Minei, Remi Nechami, Rabba, Shnei Menolam Mazel Gabeza. Let's say you have one shoe on top of another shoe. Maho, what's the din? So, what is the case? Hechidami, what do you mean? Which shoe are you removing to attempt a chalitza? Ilema de Shalftase Lila. You remove the top shoe only, not the bottom shoe. The Kai Tatai, the bottom, it remains in place. Me'al Amar Rahman of Lo, Me'al de Mal. That certainly doesn't work, because you have to remove the shoe directly from the foot, not the shoe from a shoe which is on the foot. So that certainly wasn't a shah. That's not good, removing only the outer shoe. So Lo Tzricha, when was this question raised? The Karase Lila, you tear the top one, and when the top one's torn open, there's an opening, and then the Shalftai Latatai, then through that opening from the top, you remove the bottom shoe from him, then of a Kai Eli, but the top one remains in place. My, what's the din in that case? Chalitza ba'inin v'ha'ika, do you need a removal of ma'isa chalitza, and that took place, because there was a ma'isa chalitza. Oh, again, the same, or the other side is, odilma gili kaira ba'inin, you need the exposure of the foot v'leka, but the foot's not exposed because the top shoe is still in place. The Gemara said, before even answering this question, mi ika ki agavna, is this really shy? Do people wear double shoes? The Gemara says, in, people do. The chazu rabbanon le Rav Yehuda de nafik b'chamisha zuzei moki l'shuk. That Rav Yehuda would go out with five pairs of shoes. Yes, it happens. I'm not sure how often, but it happens. The Tosfos on the top, he asks a question. He says, mi ika ki agavna. Vim tomer de beperek behema hamaksha, or makasha really, in the Gemara in Chulin, shoel hashas balaso chul de babasachas, vachain hidbuk bezer achamim zebeze. Some strange questions about swallowing up a weasel and two wombs that are attached to each other. Vim kain my kamer hacha. So that's a strange case here. This is not so strange. Like, that's like biologically very strange things to happen. So what's the shaila? My kamer hacha, mi ika kai gabna. It's not such a crazy thing to wear five shoes. So Amari, the vade pshitele sheyocholios. It's not a question of the capability or not. Of course, it's possible to wear multiple shoes. The question here was, elmi baile mihavi chalitza ki agavna. Does that work as a chalitza? Halo ein derech bnei adam lino bo. People don't do that. Yes, it's possible. We're not asking about possibilities. We're asking about whether this is normal. Chalitza only works on a type of shoe or type of wearing of shoes that's normal. So that's the question. Is this considered normal? To which the Gemara says, umeshani derechu dechazi rabban le Rav Yehuda. It's normal. In fact, Rav Yehuda did this. So now the Gemara could have said, but the daito ito kaladam, he's a das yachid, but it seems like from this Tosos that he's an example of one among many who would actually wear multiple layers of shoes. The Gemara does not give an answer. It seems to be a take as well. We don't know whether the din, the mitzvah chalitza, is about a maisa chalitza, or it's about being a megala, the rega. So the Gemara then says two lines down on the from the top of Kuf Beis Amud Beis here. Amar of Yehuda Merav, Yevama Shigdila Bein Ha'achin, Mutaris Li Nasei Le'echad Mna'achim. So let's say a Yevama, and she lost her husband. So now she's living in the house of her in-laws, but she's living amongst all her brother-in-laws. Now, no one had performed Yibum or Chalitza with her yet. Let's say they're not old enough, they're Katanim, let's say. And they grew up together in the same house. So the halacha is that if they get older, that the halacha is that she may marry one of the brothers. That's because of Yibum. V'ein choshishin shema chalta sando lechamem. We don't assume that they're playing house one day, and one of the, she removed the shoe of one of them, and it became a chalitza. And once it's chalitza with a brother, it's asur to marry the other brothers. We're not choshish that actually happened. We assume no chalitza was done, and she could go ahead and marry them when they get older and perform yibum. So Gemara says, time of delo chasin, and only because we never observed this happening. Ha-chazin, but let's say we saw them playing house, and we saw she removed the shoe from him, then chashin, we are actually choshish that it's a chalitza, and she would be possible to the other brothers. Asks the Gemara, why is there chashash? Just because we saw Maisa Chalitza, that's not the only thing you need. You also need Kavana. But Hatani the Brisa says, Bein Shin is Kavin Hu, Vlon is Kavin He. If he had Kavana, but she did not have Kavana. Bein Shin is Kavin He, Vlon is Kavin Hu. If she had Kavana, but he didn't have Kavana Chalitza, Chalitza is a Psula, Ad Shis Kavnu Shem. They have to, Kecha, they both have to have Kavana. So what's the likelihood that both parties, when they're doing this removal of the shoe, that they both had Kavana? So Gemara says that Hachi Gemara, Afa gab de chazin. Even though we may have seen her removing a shoe from one of the brothers, ain choshesh and shema kibna. We're not choshesh that they had kavana for the mitzvah chalitza, and therefore, even though she was raised in the house of her brother-in-laws, she is allowed to have the mitzvah, and they could do yibum with her when they get older. That's one man de amar. Vikadami. Others say time medilo chazin. No, only because we never observed the ma'aseh chalitza. If we never observed it, we could assume no ma'aseh chalitza ever took place, and they could go ahead and get married. However, ha-chazin, if we did observe a ma'aseh chalitza, we are choshishin for kavana. Udeka tani by kavana, when you need kavana, but is it real kavana that these ages there was a real kavana taking place? Mor says, yes, honey mile lashtri la alma. The only why time you need kavana from both parties is to permit her to go marry to the shuk. It's a high level kavana that's needed, kavana for both him and her. But in terms of passeling alone, just to passel her, even if there was no kavana at all, if she did chalitza to the brother, now there's she's passel to marry them, but she still can't get married to somebody else until one of the brothers, maybe even that same brother, does chalitza with kavana. So again, without knowing anything, we're choshish to pass her to the brothers, but she still needs a higher level kavana to release her to marry someone from the shuk. So Gemara now says, Amar Yehuda Merav, sandal hatafer bepishan. Let's see if a sandal that was sewn together, the leather was sewn together with pishan, with some flax of some sort, or linen, ein choltenbo, that's not good enough for chalitza. Why not? So Shenamar, Gemara quotes a pasuk. The pasuk says, the pasuk that appears in Yechezkel, it says, v'an elech tachash. Tachash is the leather from a type of animal, or tachash. So the din is that the nal has to come from leather. So pishan is not leather. So if there's any part of the leather shoe that has non-leather, that's disqualified. So That means only tachash and nothing else. Maybe only leather from this animal tachash, but maybe another animal shouldn't be acceptable. But it says na'al riba. It says na'al multiple times to include all leathers of animals. Na'al riba, if it's referring to coming to include afilu komili, even everything else, nami, even pishon should be acceptable. Im kein tachash ma'anile. What if the word relevant to tachash? So tachash is an example that only animals, and na'al includes only tachash, but na'al comes to include all types of animals. But anything that's not from an animal's skin, from the leather, would not be acceptable. That would be a puzzle for the chalitza. So, bai minei Rabbi Elazar Meirav, who, she'or, v'trisosav shel se'ar ma. What's the din if the shoe itself is from leather, but the shoes, the shoelaces rather, from hair? Not leather, but at least it's from an animal, as opposed to pishon, which is not from an animal. What's the din mahu? Amalei mi lo karina be vanale tachash. This is not called a na'al from an animal. This is still from the animal. It doesn't say in the pasuk you need or anything from the animal. Yachli, that's the case. Kulo shel ser nami. So maybe if the entire shoe is made from the hair and no leather, that's also from tachash. It's also from behema. How do you know you have to use an or? Maybe it should all be from hair if you wanted. So Gemara says, hahu karka mikri. If that's made of hair, that's called something else. It's called karka. That's the name of it. You have a hair-made shoe. We're looking for a sandal, a minnal. So the baseline of a minnal is a leather shoe. Now, to add other elements, as long as it's from the animal, that would be acceptable. But if it comes from something that's not an animal, then that would be possible. But again, the main part of the shoe must come from the ore, otherwise it'd be called the karka. The Gemara then says, Amrle Rav Kana l'Shmuel. So up until now, we assume the word chalitza means to remove. The Gemara is going to try to challenge this definition, the interpretation of the word chalitza. So Amalei Rav Kana l'Shmuel, mimai dehai v'chalta na'alo me'al ragla. Who says that removing the shoe from the leg means mishlafu, means to remove? Who said that? Dichsiv, it says in the pasuk, v'chiltza t'avanim asher behen anaga, becomes a nega teras in the bias, you remove the stones, so that means mishlaf, that's removal. Ema, I'll suggest, zrizu, maybe chalitza means to strengthen, to give chizuk to something. How do we know? Dichsiv, heichaltza meitchem anashim l'tava, you should be mechazik, you should be mezaris, the people to go fight in the war. No, heichalta means remove them from the house to go fight. It doesn't mean to be mechazik them. It doesn't mean to be mezaris them. It means to remove them, take them from the house to go fight. So it's still consistent. You should strengthen. Yechalit strengthen an ani from his poverty. That means to strengthen. Be mezaris. Where I said, no, bischar anyo, with the reward of helping the ani, yechalta midina shagam, you'll be removed from the din of a gehenim. So this too is consistent. It means to remove. It means to remove. Elahad dichsib, that which the pasuk says, chone malach Hashem saviv leirava veichatzeim, that the malach of Hashem surrounded those who fear him and it strengthens him. So no, that too doesn't mean strengthen. It means beschar yirav yichatzeim through yichatzeim midina shagenim. By the schar of fearing Hashem, you'll be removed from Gehenim. So it's all very consistent right now. Elahad dichsib, that which the pasuk says, vatzmosecha yachlitz, that your bones should be strengthened. V'amar Rabbi Elazar, zuha mula sheir brachos. This is the highest level of brachos that we have. So Amar Rava, referring to a person who gives an ani, who helps an ani out, Amar Rava, zeruze garmi. This means to mamish b'mezaris, to mechazik, to strengthen the bones. So even though we interpreted all the other applications of yichaltzu, heichaltzu, it means to remove. Here clearly it means to strengthen, to be mezaris. Where's it in? You're right. Mashmahachi, mishmahachi, it means this. Sometimes it means shlifa, sometimes it means zariz. But the hacha, isakadaita chazruzehu, if you thought in the context of v'chaltza na'alo me'aragla b'chalitza, it means to strengthen. Im kein lichta rachmana v'chaltzu na'alo biraglo. It should have said biraglo. So that fact that says me'al raglo, from, that sounds like it's removing. If it's to strengthen, it's a biraglo, strengthening the leg, but this means to me'al, certainly means to remove. Gemara says, no. Ikas rachmana biraglo, hava mina biraglo in bishukalai. I would have thought maybe on the foot, or the leg, or maybe the foot, as opposed to the thigh. Kasar rachmana me'al raglo dafilu bishuki. Even the thigh is good enough to have the shoe removed from. Doesn't have to dafka be the foot. That's the dik. Not to make a dik of bi versus me'al. Is it raglo versus shuk? Gemara says, imkain, if that's the case, the dik is regel, even me'al raglo, even the shuk. If it means to, chalitza means to strengthen, to tighten it, let's say, it should say, bim me'al raglo, on the foot or the thigh. My me'al doesn't say bi, it just says me'al raglo, shma mina mishavhu, here it clearly means to remove from the foot, not to strengthen on the foot. So that's the end of the Gemara there. The Gemara then says, amrle hahu minna le rabban gamliel, a certain minna, a certain stuki, said to Rabban Gamliel, Amma, your nation of Am Yisrael is a dechalitz le mara mine. Hakadosh Baruch Hu did chalitz to them. Hakadosh Baruch Hu as the Yavam, and we're the Yavam. Hakadosh Baruch Hu released us dechsev b'tzonam karam yelch levakish es Hashem. Through Karbanos of Tzon and Bakar, we tried to appease Hashem. Lo yim tzo, we couldn't find him. Why? Ki chalitz mehem. Hakadosh Baruch Hu released us from them. So Amr lehem, Rabbi Gamliel says, Amr le, shota, your shota, mi kasev chalitz lehem. Did it say Hakadosh Baruch Hu did chalitza to them? Chalitza mehem ktiv. It says he got chalitza from Klal Yisrael. Ilu yivama de chalitza la achin. If the yivama does chalitza to the brothers, midim mashasha isbe, is it any, does it work? It's only when the Yavam agrees to release her, he said, we're doing chalitza, then they go through the whole ma'isa. But here is Klal Yisrael releasing Hashem. That doesn't work. That's backwards. It's like the Yavama releasing this Yavam. The Yavam has to release the Yavama, and therefore the Kadosh Baruch Hu never did chalitza, and we've never been removed, divorced, or separated from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So then the Gemara says, Ban Pilya chalitza sapsula. It's in the Mishnah that using a sock for chalitza is ineffective. The Meimer Dan Pilya, Lav Minol, is this telling us that a sock is not considered a shoe? Tananami, the Mishnah says as well, Eina Torim Nichnas, when it comes to a Gizbar, one of the treasurers of the Beis HaMikdash, when he goes to the Beis HaMikdash, you're not allowed to wear shoes in the Beis HaMikdash in Har Bayis. So it says, Eina Torim Nichnas, Lo Bipargod, Chapus, Velo Ban Pilya, Vein Tzarech Lomer, B'minah V'sandal, Fishay Nichnas, and B'minah V'sandal Lazar. So it says that in here, the fact that it separates two categories, Minah V'sandal, certainly you can't walk into the Azara. And also Pilya, it sounds like this is lower level. So Ampilia is not really considered a shoe. It's not really considered a shoe, but you shouldn't wear it anyways in the Azara, but it's not the same level, which is consistent that Ampilia doesn't work for Chalitza, so it's not really a problem of wearing in the Azara. The Gemara says, but we have a question. The Brisa says, Urminhi, it says, Gabi Yom Kippur, we can't wear leather shoes. Echa min al v'sand of Ampilia, lo yital ben lo b'mayis l'bayis lo mita l'mita. A person should not wear shoes, even socks on Yom Kippur. So we see socks are considered a minhag. It's not different than a minhag. So Amar Bai, no, disbei ksisei umishum tanug. The reason why you can't wear these shoes, these socks, is because they're comfortable and you can't have comfort on Yom Kippur. Nothing to do with leather at all. It's a special din of Yom Kippur. You can't have tanug. But lagabi other halachas, it's not considered a shoe. That's why you really can wear it in the Azara and it doesn't work for chalitza because it's not really a shoe. It's a special din by Yom Kippur. So Amalei Rava says, Mishum Tainig below Minal B'Yom HaKippur Mi'asiri. Is it really true that the whole concern of wearing leather or other shoes is because of Tainig and not because of leather? V'ha Rava by Rav Huna Karach Sudra Akrai. He wouldn't wear leather shoes on Yom Kippur, obviously. There's an Isser to do so, but he'd wear cloth around it. He'd put like a handkerchief around it to make it enjoyable so it doesn't hurt himself. If enough, he could go out. So the driving force of Yom Kippur is not because of Tainig. So what's going on here? Ela Amar Rava says, Lo Kasha Kan Ban Pilya Shel Ur. There's a difference. What is the material of the sock? If the sock is made of leather, for the sock being made of cloth. If it's made of cloth, that's not really a shoe. If the sock is made of leather, that's called a shoe. So when we had the Gemara by Yom Kippur that said you can't wear Ampilya on Yom Kippur, that's referring to a leather Ampilya. That's why it's usher. When we said that you cannot perform chalitza with Ampilya, that's referring to a cloth type of sock. That's the difference. And Hoch and I and Mistavra, it's very sensible to say this because Dilo Temach, we don't say such a distinction. Kash Yom Kippur on Yom Kippur, there's a kasha. The Tanya Lo Yital Adam Bikrindikasin, which is some type of shoe, Besoch Beso. About Matayo Hu Ban Pilyum Besoch Beso, you can wear socks. But we just said above, you can wear socks on Yom Kippur. So which Briso is right? El must be El Alav Shma Amina Kan Ban Pilyum Shel Ur. If it's a leather ampilya, it's asur Yom Kippur. If it's a cloth sock, it would be acceptable on Yom Kippur. Okay, and we'll stop here. Everybody have a wonderful day, wonderful Shabbos.